Now we're going to discuss some of the things that we are makel with Erev Shabbos v'Anash Moshes. The Machaber says, Ma'as mes demai. Somebody has to take ma'as from demai, he may do that v'Anash Moshes. And the Shemur explains that since most Amei Aretz do take ma'aser, so it's not considered such a tikkun for the Paris that you're taking the ma'aser of demai, it's only to gander Rabbanon, just in case this Amei Aretz that you bought the Paris from did not take ma'aser. The Tern mes achamin, Yoladu atmona v'Anash Moshes as well. Shmur explains that Mana and Adav HaMoisav Havel, we learned previously in the Ration of Zion, is also Iran Erev Shabbos. Rather, we're talking about the Din of Hatmana Adav Shein Moisav Havel, to wrap up a food in something, wrap a hot food in something that's not Moisav Havel, to help preserve the heat. This is Mutar in Erev Shabbos, but also to do on Shabbos. And here it's saying, the Shulchan Aruch saying, B'Nash Moshes, that it is Mutar. U'ma'ar v'n Erev Chatzeres, you can still do Erev Chatzeres, B'Nash Moshes, although Erev Chumun we said not, if Chatzeres, you could do Be'ash Moshes. The Be'alach discusses if Chatzeres, but that's a more lenient. Also, if Chatzeres, the mitzvot of if Chatzeres, every place that you could, mitzvot lops are if Chatzeres. And since it's considered mitzvot of if Chatzeres, there was always considered that you're doing a four dry mitzvot, because the idea of having if Chatzeres, a mitzvot of if Chatzeres, when you could, to allow people to carry Beheter in place that Chazal allowed it with the tikkun of if Chatzeres. And based on their mod, which spreads in the Shetuf Mavoy says, same to if Chatzeres, though we'd still do Be'ash Moshes. In fact, Mishnah says, that Be'ash Moshes, if you do Erev Chatzeres, to avoid, you can still make a bracha on it. It's not considered a sopik. It's something that works at that point. You can do it with a bracha. However, Magen Avraham says, Kilo, one should not wait till Be'ash Moshes to do Erev Chatzeres. Rather, you should try to do it before Shkia. Mishnah Berurah says that other things are usher, b'drabanan, one should not do Be'ash Moshes unless it's for a mitzvah or some other day. But these things are mutar Be'ash Moshes. Take ma'aser from the mai, to get the mana darbish in ma'aser chalvo, and also Erev Chatzeres and Shetuv Mavoyis, even with a bracha. And the Mechaber says that Be'ash Moshes is going to Shabbos, you'll have to tell a guy to light a candle for you if you need a light to serve Shabbos. The Spirit explains that Mechaber is going to Shetaseh, even for serve Shabbos or Dvar Mitzvah, you're not allowed to do a mirror la'akim on the Malach of the Raisa on Shabbos. And Be'ash Moshes, the Shulchan Aruch, saying it's mutter to tell a guy to Malach of the Raisa for serve Shabbos, serve Mitzvah, or some other reason why you're Tar V'Nech Bozalav, something that's important for you, you can tell a guy to do a Malach of you, even Malach of the Raisa, as long as Be'ash Moshes, and it's not yet Seis Kalvim. The Shetaseh brings a Marshal that says, that means anything that, if it's not done for you by this guy now, you'll have tzar on Shabbos, you can have a guy do it for you, Be'ash Moshes, even if it's a block of the Raisa. But the Marshal says, that it's hard to imachmer on something that doesn't have a tzar of Shabbos, only a tzar of chol. Only, let's say, something for Sunday. Even though you're going to be a tzar of a Shabbos that was not taken care of yet, if it's not for Shabbos, it's for next week, it's for a chol, then it's harder to imago. Less of a big hefsid or a big tzarech, then you can make an olshva some Be'ash Moshes, if it's a hefsid ruba or a tzar of cholom, especially Amir La'akum, where you're not doing a ma'aser, just telling the guy to do it for you. So therefore, the Shabbat makes the mashal, you can tell a guy Be'ash Moshes light a yardside list. Since people are very nizah to have yardside left, when they have yardside, even though it's not halacha, it's a minhag of some sort, it's not halacha, but the ma'aser of a Shabbos won't be bitzar if you didn't light his yardside left before Shabbos. So therefore, it's considered tzar kodol. You could tell a guy to do it for you, Be'ash Moshes. As an example of the time you allow to tell a guy to block a deraisa for you, Be'ash Moshes, going to the Shabbos, you know it's not for direct tzar from mitzvah. A little bit sour if it's not taken care of. People think it's very important. You're allowed to go to do it for you, Be'ash Moshes. Now the Ramos has the same kulas that we said about Be'ash Moshes. You can tell a guy to do malacha, letzach mitzvah, or something that's important to you. Also applied if there's someone with Makabah Shabbos, an hour or two before it gets dark. He's Makabah early Shabbos, Taisa Shabbos, however you want to describe it. You can tell a guy to light a candle and do other things for him. Shmur explains we're talking about the place where everyone was ready to Makabah Shabbos. Because, and there's no one know you that you can tell. That's why it's disgusting telling a guy. Avad of some yid or not makabel Shabbos somewhere, then you could ask a yid, you could tell a yid, your friend who is not makabel Shabbos, you have to do it for you. Guys love dafkar. It's even if the yidin or makabel Shabbos, if Gush Shabbos was kal, on all the yidin, or karchon, still, you could tell a guy to do malacha for you when still lying outside, because you know you're makabel Shabbos early, and Kleisel is makabel Shabbos, so like yidin could have to do malacha, but you could still call, you tell a guy to do malacha. If all places, all the yidin or makabel Shabbos are right, it's lom or chomer, then you can only tell a guy to do malacha with the tzarech mitzvah. If not all you know place in Makabah Shabbos yet, then you can tell a guy to malach for you if anything that's important or anything that you need done still, even if it's not, Litzarech Mitzvah. You know, after Kabbalah Shabbos, well, it is a little more chomer in certain respects over Be'ash Moshes, like Mitzvah, we'll get to a different time. But God, Be'amir La'akam, we're not mocked with Be'ash Moshes. At Be'ash Moshes, you can still tell a guy to malach for you anything that's for you should be done then. So on Silver, the Be'alacha points out that there must be an hour or two before it gets dark, you tell a guy to light a candle for you, even if you're able to Kabbalah Shabbos. But look, with Ma'ar, that's 2 hours before Cheshecha, before it's dark, it's probably before Plaga Mincha. Anyway, Kabbalah Shabbos is nothing. And the Be'alach discusses, well, potentially, the case of the Ramah is.